Don Duffy fashion statement in bluegrass. But I think what we have coming up now is going to be the real 90s, and to carry us into the next millennium fashion statement, the best looking ties in bluegrass music today, I do believe, featuring a special whippet on fiddle, please make welcome Charles Sawtell and the Whippet.
Stanley Brothers tune for you now called I'm Gonna Paint the Town. As soon as we get in tune a little bit. How many people are out there today? Yeah. Good. Right. South Kentucky, with wife and long black hair, lips as sweet as warm red wine, no other kind of compare. I'm going honky-tonk, everything's turned upside down, but when I find a gal of mine, we really gonna paint this town. Say I'm not worthy of you. They don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what we've been through. I'm going honky-tonk. Everything's turned upside down. But when I find a gal of mine, we're really gonna paint this town. Raise your window high. When you see me leaving, Lord, Lord, hang down your head and cry. I'm going honky-tonk. Everything's turned upside down. But when I find a gal of mine, we're really gonna paint this town.
Thank you. Gonna paint the town. Over on the mandolin here, Fred Zipp, let's give him a big hand here today. What tune you got picked out for us, man? Thank you.
Fred's going to take us traveling down the lonesome road right now.
How many people are wearing sunblock 50 out there? Yeah, not drinking it, I mean, but wearing it. Okay.
How many people are not wearing underwear out there?
Traveling down this lonesome road. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh how I hate to go. The wind and storm are raging high and it's awful cold. My mind is back to you, sweetheart, for I love you so. So long ago, you said you'd be my own. I never thought you'd go away and leave me all alone. The kind of love I had for you, I find from my girl's home. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storm are raging high. I bet I walked 10,000 miles, how I need to help. You broke my heart and left me here, I'm growing old. I didn't go and leave me here to travel this lonesome road. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh how I hate to go. The wind and storm are raging high and it's all cold. You've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. Thank you.
Traveling down this lonesome road. A song written by a friend of mine named Cy Conn. He's a great songwriter from out of the Carolinas, North Carolina. And this is a true story about a town in Georgia called Aragon, Georgia, where the textile mill moved in. Well, somebody's got a water cannon down there. We were just wishing we had one. But textile mill pulled out and kind of left everybody in the town stranded. And that's what this song is about. It's called the Aragon Mill. tall that says Aragon. But there's no smoke at all coming out of the stain, 'cause the mill has pulled out and it ain't coming down. And the only sound I hear is the cry of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. Got a tune picked out here that Bobby Thompson recorded, and Jim Bob does a great job on this one. It's called The Banjolina. Thank you.
Bob Reynolds. We're going to get the Whippet Trio to come up here now. Everybody got that sunscreen on out there? Remember, the ozone layer is getting mighty thin. This is a tune that I think might have been written by Wiley Walker. Somebody can correct me on this if I'm wrong, but we learned it from Kitty Wells, and it's called The Make and Believe.
Thank you. I can believe.
Let's put your hands together back here on the doghouse bass for Spark Plug. Dan Mitchell. He's got a tune written by Pete Goble, and it's called Keep Your 9-Pound Hammer.
There's a cabin on the mountains, oh, so many miles from here. Well, they sit and wait there for me, poor old dad and mommy D. They don't know I'm here in prison, living in 6 foot square. Oh, these shoes of mine and walking, it ain't getting anywhere. Take away these iron bars and take back your suit of gray. I won't need your 9 pound hammer if I ever get away.
Mitchell on the lead vocal there. I'm going to play a tune that I made up and we've been playing a lot here lately. This tune was originally titled The Butcher's Thumb, and it made a lot of people, especially banjo players, kind of uncomfortable somehow. So we changed the title. And it's now called The Butcher's Dog.
That probably makes a lot of pet owners kind of
my ship is being abandoned here on stage currently.
Thank you.
that request probably about January, I think. Next year.
What kind of an attitude is that?
Here's an old Stanley Brothers tune that we're going to do for you. It's called Darling, Think of What You've Done. Got Fred Zip here with a tune called Mark It Down.
Myself to the Greyhound station. I'll be long gone. You mark it down. That old gray dog is coming for me. My mind's a bag, I'm leaving town. My mind's made up, and I'm not changing. This means goodbye. You can mark it down.
The Whippets have to throw in a dog song every now and then. If we're not going to walk it, then we're going to talk about a gray one. Yeah, gray one. Whippets are related, after all, to greyhounds. Correct? Correct. Right. There's an adopt a greyhound program. We're going to start an adopt a Whippet program. Yeah. Take us home, feed us, and please don't put us out in the kennel.
Are your Whippets taper training, Fred?
Well, not guaranteed, but they do sometimes respond well to severe beatings. That's not true. We're not those kind of people, really. We wouldn't beat our animals.
I guess everyone's been introduced in the band, except for the boss man. He's back here rapidly arranging our next tune. It's always a surprise playing with this boss man.
This is a tune that we discovered on a Hot Rise album.
But I'd like to go ahead and introduce him anyway.
Thank you.
Big hand for Charles Sawtell.
Thank you, Jim Bob. Thanks, everybody. A lot of people are wondering what the name of our fiddler is. Thank you. This is a tune that we learned from a Hot Rise record. It's called Ain't I Been Good to You? you. Well, a guy goes into the bar and he orders 3 shots of whiskey. And the bartender says, 3 shots of whiskey? He says, yeah, well, one's for me, and I drink the other two for my brothers who are gone. And I miss them so bad that it makes me think of them. So he says, okay. Guy drinks the 3 shots of whiskey. Comes in next week, 3 shots of whiskey, drinks them all. Comes in the next week, drinks 3 shots of whiskey, drinks them all, and then leaves. And then the next week, he comes in and gets just 2 shots of whiskey. And the bartender says, oh, something must have happened to one of your brothers. I'm really sorry about that. The guy says, no, no, my brothers are fine. It's just I quit drinking. Okay, so much for the joke. That was the joke, folks. Now we're going to have Fred Zipp come up and sing a song that he made up in his own head and wrote it down on his own paper. It's called The Weary Rambler Blues.
Rambo, many long years ago, left a happy home and a darling, loving wife. You told me you'd be sorry for the pathways you chose. You live to regret your rambling. I got the weary rambler's blues. I've lost all my blues. Nobody even knows my name. No home, so long and all. I've been a long time young. I just can't find a way. Now the years have rolled by many times and wondered why could not tame my wild and restless soul. When I tried to settle down, so blue.
She changed her name. Let's give another big hand to Lori Lewis. She's got an old time fiddle number of us picked out. Old Bill Monroe tune called The Wheel Horse. Thank you. Goes into the bar and asks the bartender for a shot of whiskey and a mop.
And then what?
That was another joke. Glad to see some of you are eating the pizza and drinking the beer and stuff out there. That's a good thing to do on a Sunday afternoon. In the sun. Remember that? Remember that SPF 30 or whatever it's called?
You put that stuff in your car, Charles. I don't know if you want to put that on your body.
Yeah, be sure to get that straight 30 weight on you now. It all greased up. Okay. If anybody wants to see the Whippets on Wednesday night, we'll be playing up at the top of the square in the town of Netherlands, Colorado. So there you go. Jim Bob Reynolds is going to sing a tune for us, an old Flat and Strokes tune that he sings real fine. Called Hot Corn, Cold Corn. Sally and everybody connected with Planet Bluegrass for having the Whippets be a part of their festival. We've had a great time here. Been here, I think, 5 years now. And, yeah, thanks, Craig and Sally, everybody else. Too numerous to name. Whippets have one more song here. We're going to get the Whippet Quartet to come up on this one. Do a gospel number since they were sleeping through most of the gospel show today, I think. Don't forget that sunscreen. Don't forget that Mazola oil out there.
Don't forget to tip the band.
Yeah, that's it. And we got a tip out there. Thank you, Robbie. It's been bothering me all day. Okay, this is one called So Soon in the Morning. It's our last song, and thanks a lot for sticking around to see the Whippets. In the Whippets today.
Throw them dogs a biscuit.
You want the joke again?
These are the dog days, aren't they?
That's right. All right, here's one we had a request for, and so we're going to do it. It's a Whip Pierce number called I'm a Walking the Dog. Yeah.
dog all day and all night.
Charles Sautel, and we're Charles Sautel on the Whippets.
Here's one Fred's gonna play called the Suwannee River.